"You Are Devilized Already" by Samuel Davies. If anyone does not love the Lord, that person is cursed. 1 Corinthians 16:22. What a monstrous soul you have within you, which cannot love God, which cannot love supreme excellence and all perfect beauty, which cannot love your divine parent, the author of your mortal frame, which cannot love your prime benefactor and gracious redeemer, which cannot love him in whom you live and move and have your being, which cannot love him who alone is the proper happiness for your immortal spirit, who can love a parent, a child, a friend, with all their infirmities, but cannot love God, who can love the world, who can love even sinful pleasures, and yet cannot love God, who can love everything that is lovely, but God, who is infinitely lovely, who can love wisdom, justice, veracity, goodness, clemency in creatures where they are attended with many imperfections, and yet cannot love God where all center and shine in the highest perfection. What a monster of a soul is this! Must it not be a devil to be capable of such a natural horrendous wickedness? Can you be easy while you have such a soul within you? What a load of guilt must lie upon you! If love to God is the fulfilling of the whole law, then the lack of love must be the breach of the whole law. You break it all at one blow. Your life is but one continued, uniform, uninterrupted series of sinning. The lack of love to God diffuses a malignity through all you do. Now, I appeal to you yourselves, is not this a very dangerous situation? While you are destitute of sincere love of God, can you flatter yourselves that you are fit for heaven? What? Fit for the region of divine love? What? Fit to converse with a holy God and live forever in His presence? What? Fit to spend an eternity in His holy service? Can you be fit for these things while you have no love to Him? Certainly not. You must perceive yourselves to be fit for destruction and fit for nothing else. You are devilized already. Lack of love to God is the grand constituent of a devil, the worst ingredient in that infernal character. And must you not then be doomed to that everlasting fire which is prepared and fit for the devil and his angels? If anyone does not love the Lord, that person is cursed. 1 Corinthians 16:22.